Morning all, welcome to this, the third of the Fendrian casts of the season so far. It's actually a bright and sunny morning here for the commute in. The Oakleys are on, the heaters aren't quite pulled up so much or turned on so much, and no scarf. So hopefully we're beginning to see a slight change of the seasons. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? It feels like the winter's actually had quite a long tail to it this year in terms of not actually snow or anything particularly like that in our part of the world, but certainly in terms of the dampness, shall we say, the storminess, the windiness. It makes for great bike racing. Actually makes for quite entertaining training, I suppose. Hard training, that is for sure. So we'll see. We'll see if the benefits of this winter will be seen once the bike racing starts, certainly at this amateur level that I compete at soon. So keep an ear out for that. I'll be posting updates and letting you know how I go. Away from that, we are now but one week away from the start of the Northern Classics proper. We've had Het Nieuwsblad and Kerner Brussels Kerner, the 3 days of West Flanders, but now we're getting into that peak part where we go to Gent-Wevelgem, then we've got the 3 days of De Panne, then we've got the big one, the Tour of Flanders, then Paris-Roubaix, we've got the 4 days of Dunkirk. So all of those big stage races and cobbled classics will be on us. And then, obviously, as we get towards the end of April, the Ardennes classics. Actually, the focus this week's more on Italy. We've got Milan-San Remo coming up at the weekend. Oh, as a pundit, who would you pick? It's completely wide open, sadly, because of that training crash with a British motorist in Spain. There'll be no John Degenkolb to defend his championship. So it throws it kind of wide open. If you're asking me to throw a wild card maybe out there, I would say Edvald Boasenhagen. There you go, I've made a tip. Edvald Boasenhagen. To be fair, he's let me down quite a lot of times. In my column on Road CC, I tipped him as a future Flanders and Paris-Roubaix winner in an article that profiled him and Thomas De Gendt, neither of whom have looked like winning a Flemish Classic. De Gendt's actually probably done a little bit better with his third place in the Giro, so he's probably fulfilled his promise a little bit more than EBH. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Milan-San Remo goes. Always a long race. Obviously been blighted by snow and heavy rain, so it'd be nice to see a good clean race actually with no rain, reasonable conditions and a bit of some signs of spring, and I think that will make it an epic. And if Boasenhagen doesn't win, I think Peter Sagan or Zdenek Stibar will win, so let's see. I could be completely wrong. The pointers, the indicators that I've kind of used for that have been the two stage races ongoing at the moment. We've had Paris-Nice, obviously in France, because it's from Paris to Nice. And we've got the just concluding Tirreno-Adriatico stage race in Italy, the race of the two seas. And in the race of the two seas, Stibar and, who was on brilliant form in Strada Bianchi, Stibar and Sagan have been in breakaways. They've been animating the race. They've been proper active and they've actually looked, you know, really, really strong, really, really good. Greg Van Avermaet as well. But I get the feeling that maybe he's looking to peak a couple of weeks later. Being Flemish, I'm fairly confident that he'll want to peak in Udenada rather than in San Remo. You never know, though. He might be throwing the peloton a curveball. And he has looked one of the very strongest in that stage finish, the penultimate stage of Tirreno Adriatico. He was able to mug Peter Sagan on the line for what I read was his 70th second place of a professional career. And that's a lot of second places. You know, I'd take 5 second places, to be fair. But, you know, for him, 70 second places now, people are going to start asking questions. And the rainbow jersey will only buy him a little bit of time before people start questioning his winning mentality. So I think he needs to land one of the big five, one of the big monuments this season. And by the monuments, I'm of course talking about Milan-San Remo, Paris-Roubaix, Tour of Flanders, Liège, Bastogne-Liège, and the Tour of Lombardy. Lombardy's probably the least suited to him because of the way that you would have seen the race unfold last year. And if you didn't, you should get it on YouTube because it was amazing. Fantastic by Nibali.
to win that one. And it does kind of favour the purer climber type rider. You look at the top 10 in that race in recent years, your Dan Martins, your people like that have been up there. So, previewed Milan-San Remo, that's the job done. Talked a little bit about Tirreno Adriatico. Maybe we need to talk a little bit about Fabian Cancellara. Of course, he won Strada Bianchi. Now he's shown himself to be really strong in Tirreno. I wouldn't write him out of the Milan-San Remo mix. The way he's going at the minute, I wouldn't write him out of anything. He says, as it's his last season, he's having a bit of fun, enjoying himself. Let's see if that's the case, or let's see if he is seriously targeting some of these monuments. A rider with nothing to lose, who's, you know, got a good palmarès, got great classic wins under his belt, tour yellow jerseys, all of that kind of stuff. In their last season, relaxing and having a bit of fun, they're really dangerous. They're kind of sleepers. He showed that with his lone break in Mallorca. He showed that with the stage win in Tirreno. So he's a probably one to watch. Again, I think he'd probably want Flanders or Roubaix. Maybe, though, Milan-San Remo, he's had some heartbreak there in the past, losing out in two-ups and things like that, so it could be that's his primary target. We'll have to wait and see, but either way, he's going to be an entertaining watch over the next 5 or 6 weeks. So, Paris-Nice, what a finish that was. As with Tirreno, we saw the big mountain stage cancelled due to snow, which was a shame. It was incredible TV footage watching the Direct Energy riders like cowering in some woman's house having a coffee while they waited for the team car to shuttle the riders away from the snowbound area and get them back towards somewhere warm and a cosy hotel. I think that'll end up being one of the images of the season, and we're not that far in. So, you can argue the merits about whether or not bike racing should be going in the high mountains in early March. As much as you like, it's a shame that the queen stage of both races was cancelled, and that's a disappointment. But Paris-Nice, what a race it was. We saw epic breakaways. We saw the race going down literally to the last couple of hundred metres. The last day saw Alberto Contador repeatedly kind of attack the Team Sky and Geraint Thomas, incessantly using Rafael Majka, who has actually become the teammate that everyone wanted. He didn't ride for his own ends. He actually supported Contador. Sky, I think everyone would accept, made a bit of a faux pas letting two Tinkoff riders go in the big break on the last day, because they pretty much sat up, waited for Contador, and then powered him to his what was a race-winning lead at that point, but some fantastic descending and finding an ally in Tony Galopin, managed to get Thomas to within striking distance of Contador and win the race just by the merest of margins of four seconds. But the last 25-30 k's of that stage were really epic, and the stages before were absolutely beautiful. The northern French ones with the rolling countryside that we're used to seeing was brilliant, lovely, scenic, made for good racing. We had the Nasser Bouhanni Michael Matthews dust up that was it looked 6 of 1 and half a dozen of the other to me, but you know, the commissaires ruled that Bouhanni had lent in. I think they were Matthews went for a gap that wasn't there, and Bouhanni kind of tried to protect himself, but that's my opinion and it's not shared by many, so I'll pipe down. Bouhanni won a stage. Friend of the podcast, Arna Demar, obviously won a stage that we talked about last week. So it was a really, really good race, and as they got to the warm and the heat and the climbs, it's a beautiful race and one of my favourites of the year, Paris-Nice. Okay, so only remains to wrap up. Next week's podcast, we'll be able to talk about Milan-San Remo in a bit more detail and what happened. So join us then, and tell your friends, get listening, get sharing, get in touch with us. We've got a Facebook page if you search Fendrian on Facebook. At Fendrian EU is our Twitter handle, and Fendrian.eu is our website. So please get in touch, share your experiences, tell us what you think, and maybe even get interviewed on the show. Until next week, thanks guys, and ride safe. Bye-bye.